Hello, lovelies, and welcome to Listen Closely, a podcast covering dark and mysterious tales from the deep woods of East Texas. Today's episode features two successful entrepreneurs of early Port Arthur, Texas, a bootlegger who met an early end, and his wife, a madam who never cared what polite society had to say. So sit back, relax, and listen closely. Our story begins with Marcella Raspberry, who was born in New Orleans in 1894, but by age 7 she was orphaned and was sent to Port Arthur in 1901 to live with a relative. In that age, Port Arthur was a wild town with many bordellos and saloons surrounding the lower region. Marcella grew up in poverty, but as a teenager she was rebellious. She liked to ride horses, get tattoos here and there, and would drink when the occasion arose. At age 18, she became a sales girl at a local department store, but her salary did little to provide the life that she wanted. One day, she noticed a customer at the store who owned a new car, hired a chauffeur, and arrived at the store carrying a purse filled with cash. Upon learning that the woman was a bordello owner, Marcella rented a house on the west side of Port Arthur in 1917, and invited some ladies of the night to learn of this new career. By 1920, Marcella had profited sufficiently that she moved her bordello to a two-story, brick-and-stone, stuccoed residence on Fifth Street in Port Arthur. Business was booming for Marcella, and then entered a young man by the name of Guy Chadwell. For Guy Chadwell's 21st birthday, his wealthy father, Benjamin Chadwell, bought his son a large speedboat powered with a very powerful inboard engine. After Prohibition was enacted, Guy employed some bootleggers on Johnson Bayou, and often he rode out to an offshore rum runner to buy cases of bonded whiskey. In that decade, when many police and county officials were both corrupt and KKK members, Port Arthur's kingpin, racketeer, and bootleg whiskey wholesaler was Rusty Woodyard, whose wife ran a bordello on the west side. Rusty soon took note of Chadwell's Sabine Lake competition. One day, in 1921, Guy arrived at Marcella's bordello. He was young, charming, and very well dressed, and after a brief courtship, he and Marcella were married. Although Chadwell treated Marcella very well, he was violent, was prone to fistfighting, and possessed a possessive hatred of black people. His first arrest in Port Arthur was for pulling a black man off the bus and beating him. Although details of the event still remain sketchy, a police paddy wagon pulled up to Marcella's on August 10, 1925, with a warrant for Guy's arrest. When Guy opened the door, he saw that he would be seated by an African-American man, which he refused to do. When he got out, uttering a few obscene words, he took a few steps forward, at which time a policeman shot him 3 times in the back. The police officer claimed that Chadwell was trying to escape. Until recent years, some still believe that Guy's death was due to a conspiracy engineered by his competitor, Rusty Woodyard. Marcella gave her husband a fancy funeral before his body was taken to Cameron, Louisiana for burial. Mrs. Chadwell kept her bordello open for 25 years until January 1961, when the James Crime Commission forced her to close. Marcella died in 1989 at the ripe age of 94. It is noted that she cared nothing about what polite society said or thought of her, but she had one secret she had to hide from others. She always wore long sleeves to hide the tattoos on her upper arms. On that note, I'll leave it up to you, my lovely listeners. Thank you for tuning in to another episode with me, your host, Bobby. Listen Closely would like to give a special shout out to local historian and author W.T. Block for the inspiration of this episode. Any and all bonus content related to this show will be found on my Facebook page at HTT Listen Closely. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite streaming provider. Independent podcasts like this one count on you, its listeners, to grow. Finally, don't forget to tune in to another episode of Listen Closely.